It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open, touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson! And it goes to Corey Davis. Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes! Crowder! It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh!
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time for the Zach Wilson weekly report card. So for that, we bring in our friend who is the quarterback whisperer of Colorado, the king of kings, the coach of coaches, the CEO of Jenkins Elite, Mr. Tim Jenkins. What's going on, Tim? How are you, man?
I'm doing great, and I think Jets fans probably are too, feeling a heck of a lot better after a win.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how pumped up that stadium was. I'm sure you saw it on TV, but it's the happiest I've seen that stadium since, at the very least, the game where Sam Darnold came back from mono and played great against the Cowboys and gave everybody a huge sense of optimism, which is, I think, what Zach Wilson really did on Sunday in that game against the Tennessee Titans. He gave Jets fans a sense of hope, and I want to get into exactly why in a little bit. But first, let's start with the bad here. Let's play insurance adjuster Tim, the interception. I think a lot of that was on Corey Davis for falling down. What do you think? What percentage fault lies with Zach Wilson here?
Yeah, so the INT is a tough one. Of course, your receiver falling down doesn't help you. One thing that I'll say that I was kind of had to rewatch the clip a couple times. I really honestly, and this would be probably our first disagreement we've ever had, but I think it's 100% Zach. And I say that because the play, it's referred to a ton. A lot of people call it like Y cross, or, you know, we call it Y spear. But that slot receiver is really on like what's called a spear route, meaning he's trying to get all the way across the field. And when you see single high man, you really want to throw that spear runner, because when you get the single high, right? And so I'm going to kind of, you know, try to educate the listeners a little bit. When you get that cover one where there's a deep safety in the middle, what you then get from leverages from the DBs and linebackers is you get outside leverage. So they play outside. Well, why do they play outside? Because they want to funnel these receivers towards their help. And remember, we have one guy in the middle. So where's our help? It's in the middle. So we play outside leverage. So when we have a route that's designed to get across the field, we already have a leverage advantage at the snap. So to me, really, I don't think the ball should have gone to Corey. I think the ball should have gone to the spear route. Now, there's an argument to be made that the Tennessee Titans actually weren't playing cover one, and they weren't playing cover one. They were actually playing like kind of a Z bracket, which would then be bracketing that spear route. But I don't think that's what they were in. I just think the safety was kind of more flat-footed. But I do think that spear runner wins. And I think Zach's probably getting coached up on that, which is like, listen, when we call spear, we want cover one to throw the spear route. Any other look, we really probably want to look spear and then get to the big end, which is what Corey slipped on. You know, again, and this is what I always try to preface everything with, which is I'm not in those meetings. They very well could have told Zach, hey, we're not throwing the spear this week. And if that was the case, then I would have to flip it and say it's 100% on Corey for falling over, right? Like, so to me, it's like if that wasn't eligible, then you do have to say, okay, now it's on Corey. But really, my understanding of that play and kind of everywhere that I've ever been that it's been installed, shoot, man, if we get cover one, the spear route is like our premier look that we're trying to go to.
Tim, was there anything else you didn't like from this performance?
So not really. I mean, you know, there's the ball on the sideline that you could have made the argument was maybe not the greatest decision, but it falls incomplete, so it's okay. The only other note I kind of had, I'm like a sporadic note taker. You should see my office. But the only other note I had when I was watching the game was just general accuracy. And I don't necessarily mean it as like Zach Wilson's an inaccurate passer. There's just little things where it's like, man, if we kind of, you know, oh man, if we put it on this shoulder instead of this shoulder, it makes it a little easier. But there's, when you're talking general accuracy, you're also talking, hey, you know, if maybe the receiver pushes slightly different against this leverage, this ball is perfect now. So for me, it's not really like accuracy from just Zach Wilson. It's accuracy just in the passing game of there. You can just tell these guys are still working on working together. You know what I mean by that? Where it's like they're still just trying to dial in all the nuances of, okay, hey, you know, when we have a mag route and this is the leverage, I'm going to push it like this. And then Zach knows, okay, well, then that means I'm going to throw it here. And all that kind of stuff was just kind of the note I had. Obviously, I would have loved to see him seal the game in the fourth quarter with that speed out versus then having to go to overtime. But, I mean, you know, I think everyone in the stadium would have loved that. But to me, to then regather yourself and come back and lead that drive in OT – kind of told me everything I need to know about this kid, which is, you know, mentally he's a competitor.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Tim, one thing that's been said fairly commonly is that Zach Wilson can make all these dazzling plays. He still has a little bit of trouble with some of the simple stuff, but once he gets that under control, he's going to be practically unstoppable. Do you see it that way?
Oh yeah. And I also would preface people from thinking like, hey, just because it's, you know, a speed out, then it's easy. Right. I think there's nuance to it in terms of like, yeah, when you see a kid who's this talented, you assume that, you know, the little things are going to be easy, but they're not necessarily always easy, because when you see these guys with this level of talent, what sometimes happens is they're the best kid on the playground, so coaches haven't really coached him on the easy stuff, right? I mean, just look at his pro day script. His pro day script was full of, you know, Goliath throws, right? Like, hey, I'm going to sprint this way and throw it across my body. You didn't see a ton of just field speed out. You know what I mean? So I think when you talk about, hey, you know, the simple stuff, yeah, I think that's got to be an ultra-focused point for him this offseason, where it's like he needs to dial in the stuff that makes you a better pro quarterback from the pocket. I also would preface, and it's really important where he goes in terms of an environment, because when you're a quarterback who's as talented as Zach Wilson, it's fun to go out there and throw the big ones, right, and throw the stuff on the move. That's what's fun to do. You really need someone in your corner saying like, hey, man, that's really cool, but let's go ahead and just hit speed out so we can beat the Titans in regulation next year. You know what I mean? And I think those are the things that he's going to have to either hold himself accountable or have someone in his corner really pushing him to make sure he's getting better at the stuff that's going to translate to where he's missing when you look at his tape. You know, the upside is obviously there, and I think it's the first time Jets fans really saw multiple big plays in the game because of his athleticism.
Talk to me about the game plan. In some ways, it felt like Wilson's best plays were in spite of the game plan because he would get out on the move on a broken play. Did you think it was improved this week from the first 3 weeks where everybody was complaining?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I think it was a solid game plan. I think, you know, the best example I could give to you is the drop snap. The play that he drops the snap and then picks it up and hits the deep over, that play was so good that it worked even 3 seconds late, right? Mm-hmm. To me, it's like it was so well designed that, hey, we can drop the snap, pick it up, and then throw it to the deep over that we were supposed to hit off of play action anyways. So to me, it's like, I really think the game plan was well designed. I think when you're talking about a guy like Zach Wilson, the beauty of him is his ability to extend the play and then create some maybe not premier looks into big plays, right? But I don't think that takes away from, you know, I don't think those are contrasting ideas. I think the game plan was solid. And then I think, of course, you know, Zach's ability to extend the play and then go make the big play, it's very similar to what you see with Russell, right? When you watch the Seahawks game, there's a lot of on schedule plays that are just well-designed plays. And then the reason Russell's worth, you know, $30 million or whatever is because he can get out and extend the play and then create premier looks when really they're not there. And I think that's what we saw Zach do. And I think it was honestly, you know, I put in the notes, I said it was the first time we saw all of his escapability pay off, right? And that you not only had the big touchdown, but you had the long one to 88, and then you had multiple ones where he got out of the pocket and then delivered, you know, something to where it turned a negative play into somewhat of a positive play.
Okay, Tim, speaking of positives, now comes the most fun part of this week's podcast and probably what everybody's been waiting for. I want you to break down all the positives, of which there were many.
Yeah, I think the biggest one that stands out is what we were just talking about with his ability to create, like, extend the play. I think that's, to me, the number one thing that you walked away from watching this tape. Here's the other thing, too, which I think is going to get people really excited. I was really impressed by his, what we would call like a rapid progression, meaning, hey, you know, my eyes have visited one and two before I even hit my back foot. Mm-hmm. So now I'm hitting my back foot and climbing and my eyes are already on my third progression. You know, even the first third down of the day, he tries to throw an okey twist that in my opinion was a hold on Tennessee, but he tries to throw the okey twist and it just ends up going a little bit inside because I think the receiver got held, but it was like the rapidness in which he went through his progression and got his eyes to what really is his third progression on that play, it was really impressive. So I was really blown away with his growth from a progression standpoint because I think that was lacking specifically in that Patriots game. I think the Patriots game, he was reluctant to move on from one or two. But I think this week it really showed, man, he's got a great grasp of this offense and they're trending in the right direction, especially on third down.
Tim, I love the go long play because in a way that sort of represents a lot of what you were talking about before the draft with Zach Wilson in terms of recognition. And you just talked about it a little bit too in terms of moving to different reads. But this one, he saw the safety cheat up. And at that point, he realized he could hit Corey Davis on the long pass. So he waved him all the way to the end zone and then just threw a bullet, a perfect strike, right into his arms for the touchdown. Talk to me about that one because I thought that was awesome. And again, that's the type of play that's special and not that many quarterbacks in the NFL can make.
Yeah, I think it's just the instincts, right? I think, you know, I'd love to get on here and break it down, but it's just the way that kid's been wired. I think, you know, when you get out of the pocket and you see somebody to see everything that he saw to then realize that I'm going to point him deep, like that's just, you know, that's in his DNA, right? It's one of those things that, shoot, I'd love to be able to coach, but I just think it's the reality of it is he's been hardwired with it. And I think it's the flash play that shows you, okay, this is why you go and take him at two, right? Versus some of the other guys in the draft is, this is a play that now we have the capability of making. And, you know, to me, it wasn't even that one. He also had the long one to number 88 up the other sideline. There's two really great flash plays that are dang near identical. And now his receivers are also sitting there watching the tape and thinking, gosh, when he gets out of the pocket, I need to be thinking, we're going to go make a play. And I think the more you get that into that building and the more you get that in that wide receiver room, you're going to see now even more of those plays, because when Zach breaks the pocket, all the receivers are going to be thinking, man, let's go make a big play, versus thinking, oh, we're in scramble drill.
Let the record show, Tim was talking about number 88, Keelan Cole, on that pass, and it was a hell of a pass. Tim, any doubt in your mind that this was by far Wilson's best performance of the season yet?
No. I think it, hands down, is probably his best performance. I think it really, you know, there was another one where he throws a mag route to Davis, and I think it's early in the third quarter, where he comes off a play action, just sticks, you know, it's kind of like a rounded in route, but he sticks it right on him. To me, that was kind of another throw that was on schedule, but it just showed you, man, it's one of those throws that a lot of NFL quarterbacks, like, it's one of those that you just have to be able to make to be in that upper echelon. And he went back there and then stuck it on him, and it was relatively easy. So to me, it was like he really just checked a lot of the boxes. So I think you've got to say, hey, you know, this was the best performance we've seen from him so far.
Would you say Wilson was the top rookie this week? How would you compare him to Fields, Lance, who got in there a little bit, not as much as the other guys because he came in due to an injury, Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence? And what would be your final grade for Zach Wilson this week?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think Trevor played pretty well against the Bengals, but I think you got to kind of give the edge to the guy that won. I think obviously Mac's performance was impressive, and kind of more impressive because of the circus that came with it, right? I think when you're talking about, you know, Mac Jones's performance, there was nothing that he did that was like similar to Zach Wilson. But I just think when you talk about the magnitude of a game, you know, that factors in. You know, I do think you could say, though, he was the best of the rookies this week. And I think when you're looking at it, I think, to me, this was a high 80s game. I think the INT was bad. And then I think there were a couple other decisions that obviously could have led to interceptions or turnovers. But I think everything other than those, it was just a really solid outing. So I think you've got to think, you know, 88 to 92. And I think the sky's the limit with this kid because of the ability to go and create splash plays, you know, when something breaks down in the pocket.
Tim, heading into this matchup in London against the Atlanta Falcons, anything you'd like to see done a little bit differently by Zach Wilson and with the game plan that Mike LaFleur is going to be putting together?
You know, I really enjoyed the game plan. So to me, I think just continuing more of the progression. I'd love to keep seeing Zach, you know, speed up his progressions, and I'd love to keep seeing him, you know, make those splash plays. Obviously, the concern now is, okay, he had two of those big plays. Do we then try to force it? And I think as long as he, you know, keeps understanding that those big plays happen, you know, when they happen, it's not necessarily something you can script, I think he's going to be fine. So to me, it's just kind of more the progression that he's on right now, because I think he's on the right track, and I think they're on the right track from the game plan and putting them in a great situation to be successful.
Tim, anything you wanted to hit on involving Wilson's performance against the Titans that we missed?
No, I think we nailed it, other than the most important thing, which is, you know, he let them down to a win. And I think that's, you know, as much as everything else was awesome to see, I think that's kind of the most important, and that they found a way to win, really win it twice, right? They found a way to have the lead, lose the lead, and then the whole team decided, you know what, we're going to be fine and we're going to come back from this and win it in OT, which I think is not only impressive on Zach, but I think kind of the whole team. It's something that Jets fans, I'm sure, were really pumped to see.
Since you brought it up, Tim, in your experience, how important is getting that win, the first win of his career, going to be, do you think, for the confidence going forward of Zach Wilson?
I think it's huge. I think anytime you get your first win under your belt, it's not only kind of big for him, but it's big for, you know, all of his teammates too, looking at him, right? it's one of those things that when you're taking second overall, I think a lot of people, you know, have these huge expectations of you, but your teammates kind of want to see you prove it. And I think ultimately, you know, this week getting a win, you're going to prove it to them and kind of, you know, frankly, let them down right on that speed out that would have won the game. But then he came back and led them all the way down the field in OT to then win it. So to me, it's one of those things that I think if I was a veteran, I'd feel really good about not only the big plays, but kind of those little things that led us to a win.
Tim Jenkins, the quarterback whisperer of Colorado, the king of kings, the coach of coaches, and the CEO of Jenkins Elite. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Helping me break down Zach Wilson's outstanding electric performance against the Tennessee Titans in week 4 of the NFL's 2021 season. Tim will be back next week to break down Zach Wilson against the Atlanta Falcons. Let's hope Wilson gives us just as much reason to be this positive next week as well. In the meantime, check out everything Tim is doing on his YouTube channel, All Things QB, and follow him on Twitter at TJenkinsElite. And of course, this should go without saying, but if you have somebody in your life, a youngster who plays quarterback, needs some guidance, needs to be coached, needs to go to a camp, make sure that you send them to Tim and Jenkins Elite. He's got a bunch of facilities across the country. You can follow Tim on Twitter for more information about where you can send your child for quarterback guidance. Again, several different camps across the country that you can choose from. Also, make sure you're checking out everything that we are doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Luke Grant's got a brand new video up breaking down Zach Wilson's busted play genius from Sunday, and sure was genius indeed. So make sure you watch it. Fantastic plays that you're going to want to watch again, again, and again. So make sure that you watch all the videos on the YouTube channel and subscribe if you haven't already. Should also mention that we've got brand new merchandise right now in the Play Like a Jet store over at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. It's the Zach Wilson Go Long shirt. Beautiful artwork, just incredible stuff from Alex, our artist, who you can find on Instagram at _canibefrank. You should check out all her other artwork too. She is absolutely amazing. It's a perfect artistic recreation of Zach Wilson waving Corey Davis into the end zone before he threw that bullet for the touchdown. You can get your shirt right now at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And we're doing a sale right now. So 35% off for the next 24 hours. Get it at that price while you can. There's a link to the shirt on my pinned tweet on Twitter as well, at PlayLikeAJet1. And also, we've got other stuff there too. Don't forget, there's the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt. All of it's there at teepublic.com. Again, the link at Play Like a Jet 1 on my pinned tweet. You don't have to get shirts either, by the way. You could get hoodies, hats, cups, phone cases, whatever it is you want. It's all there, teepublic.com, teepublic.com. Just search for Play Like a Jet. And give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.